single sound.
Good boy. I'm almost sorry for breaking into your house. I would have preferred it if you would have let me in, but that was impossible. Maybe next time. It's a really lovely headstone, isn't it? Do you like it? I decided it would be an appropriate gift to leave on your bed. Of course, it belongs for older brother, but I brought it just for you. You wouldn't believe what it took just to get it here. Keep your pretty little hand out of your pocket. I'd hate to have to break it. I know you're not armed. Silly. Your phone is more annoying than dangerous. Well, I would have to hurt you if you try to call anyone. I can outrun you. I'm stronger than you. I don't even need this knife to kill you. It's just how I'm made. Some people are meant to get degrees and settle down. I'm just naturally a predator. Or maybe supernaturally. I don't particularly care either way. For example, I knew how to drive here today even though I'd never even tried, and I've been at that place for almost 2 decades. This knife feels like an extension of my arm. Yeah, I've killed everyone who's crossed my path tonight. Some for good reason, and others just because they were there. They'll say I'm a psychotic killer, but it's really a lot simpler than that. I'm just a girl who knows what she wants and knows how to get it. I admit that I was a little disappointed that you never came to visit, but I understand now. They told you I was dead, that I died in an accident with her older brother. That was easier. You would have been too young to understand the romance of what really happened. I murdered her older brother, and then they put me away, like a broken piece of furniture that someone can't bear to part from. I wouldn't speak to them. The good doctor knew, however. He knew that I was thinking about you. He told me, over and over, that I would never see you ever again. But I guess he was wrong. Wasn't he? He's probably the only one that thinks I was coming home. He's wrong about my intentions, too. He assumes that because I killed one brother, I'd want to kill you, too. I mean, sure, I fantasized about killing you sometimes, but mostly I was just obsessed with you. You're my little brother, so why wouldn't I be? You're mine. By blood, I'm entitled to you. Anyway, they were careful for a long time, but then they got sloppy. They stopped listening to my doctor. They decided I wasn't dangerous anymore. They even started describing the murder as being caused by an unknown neurological event. And talked about releasing me into a halfway house. They simply cannot understand why I stabbed her brother through the heart, slit his throat, and let his blood pour all over me. I I did love him, you know. That's why I killed him with a knife. It was quick and bloody and intense. I smeared it all over my body afterwards. It was so romantic. Oh. I wanted him all over me at the end. I wanted him to know how much I loved him. And, you know, I think I saw it in his eyes. Alongside the fear. The appreciation of how I did it. And how close I was. You don't want to reject me, do you? Could have made him so happy. But instead, I made him cold and dead. Oh well, it couldn't be helped. Of course, I didn't murder him because he rejected me. I'm not crazy. I could have convinced him, maybe, to love me back over time. I killed him because he was letting other girls touch him. And no one else can have my brothers but me. Yes, that includes you. Oh, well, you get a pass before now because, let's face it, you had no idea that you even still had a sister before tonight. The girls who touched you, though, I had to deal with them. What else do you think I've been doing all night? Shh, shh. Relax. It had to be done. I was so angry, and I couldn't very well punish you. Could I? I mean, if you ever flirt with another girl, I'll really have to drive home my point. I probably wouldn't kill you for that. Probably. But you'd remember how much it hurt, and I would mark you forever. Forever. But I'm sure that won't happen, so maybe we should focus on more pleasant things. Like, I guess it really is a happy Halloween for you, isn't it? After all, how many boys have their older sister waiting for them at home to suck and fuck them? Oh, it's gonna happen. You can resist it if you want, but I'm going to have you. I've thought of nothing else since you grew up. Yes, well, I was never able to have our older brother, and I regretted killing him so quickly. I've come well thinking of him since then, but it's not the same as actually feeling his cock inside of me. I shouldn't be telling you this. He wasn't like you. He was a stupid coward. You're already not like him. You haven't cried or tried to run away from anything. I like that in a man. At least at first. But You can scream in terror if you like while we fuck. That would be very arousing. I've waited so long for this moment, and even though it's rather dangerous, I want to take my time with you. We're meant to be together. That's why I saved myself for you. Yes. I could see you. My dreams. I saw what a fine young man you had become. I saw how you looked like her older brother, but even more handsome. You're so sweet and innocent. I fucked you in so many ways in my dreams. Now, you're going to braid me. Lie down on your bed. Yeah, next to the tombstone. You're not going to do it of your own free will? That's fine. I wasn't expecting you to. I don't mind forcing you. Struggle if you want. It won't prevent me from taking what's mine. There it is. My little brother's cock. You look exactly like I saw in my dreams. This is my cock now. You know that. Right? Say it. Say, my cock belongs to my big sister. Much better. Now, I'm going to ride you. We don't have a lot of time, and you're going to finish inside of me before I leave. Oh, God, it's so funny. I've thought about fucking you so many times, but now I'm hesitating. Maybe it's the thought of finally losing my virginity to you. I want it to be good for both of us. Fuck. I thought... No, I knew that you'd feel good. But I had no idea that it would feel so complete with my little brother inside of me. That's it. Stop struggling. Let me do what I want. I know you're afraid, and you're hoping that I will let you live. If I come on your cock, I will. So long as you remember to do what I say. First of all, you're gonna come inside of me. You might even get me pregnant. Oh, that would be perfect. But it's really outside of your control. You're enjoying this. And I think you love the idea of breeding your older sister. Don't deny it. I warned you. Don't deny that you love this. And don't ever deny that you love me. You've never had a chance. You started loving me almost as soon as you became an adult. I could feel it. Huh, I dreamed about you masturbating, and in my dreams, you were thinking of me, even though you didn't know who I was. You came so much, didn't you? You felt ashamed afterwards, but you didn't know why. After all, it was just a dream, and you had no idea who I was. Well, now you know that I'm your sister, and you know that I love you as much as you love me. You won't have to do anything at all anymore. When you're with me, all you have to do is accept what's happening to you. Just accept my love. Accept it. Keep it close. Bury it deep. As deep as your cock is buried inside of me right now. Tell no one. Don't let anyone convince you that it isn't real. Oh God, yes. The therapists they make you talk to will tell you that you're just scared. They'll say that you fucked me because you were so scared and that you needed to do it to save your life. Of course you're scared of me. You're not an idiot. But you will know deep inside that it was beyond that. We've shared a connection for so long. The police will tell you that I'm a monster. But the weak always call anything that they can't control a monster. They're right, though. I'm not exactly a person, so I'm not exactly governed by the laws of people. If they catch me, I won't say a word. I'll let them believe whatever they want, and I'll let them think that I'm all finished. I'll go back to my old room and be so good for them. They won't kill me. They might try, but it won't go well for them. Did you know that some of the girls tonight actually fought me? They really thought that they had a chance. But you know better already. After all, you're letting this happen. You're even thrusting up to meet my pussy. God, it's so hot the way you want to impregnate me right after meeting me. I bet you've never been this hard before in your life. Do you think that you'll even be able to look at the other girls the same way when I'm through with you? No, you won't. The fear will be there of what I would do to them and to you. But beyond that, you'll know. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God. You'll know that nothing compares to my love, and that you will never feel so right as when you're inside your older sister's pussy. And I'm gonna prove it to you right now. Oh, you're trying so hard to be good. You don't want to come. That's all right. We just met after all, and you know that fucking your sister is oh so wrong. But you're gonna come. You're gonna come so hard that you can't even think anymore. So do it. Come for me. Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, come for me. Now, I'm not asking. I'll never ask for what belongs to me. You belong to me. And I'm taking you now. That's it. Let go, you fucking bastard. You're mine. You're mine. You're mine. Your heart and your cum belong to me. Yeah. was so perfect and romantic. I don't even mind that I had to wait this long to be able to escape and find you. You were worth the wait. I know you've never come this hard either. Oh, don't be sad. I do have to leave you. I don't really want to, but I know that I'm not finished yet. I have more work to do tonight, my dearest little brother. So much more work. I'm not just killing people who try to take you from me. That would be boring. I have to kill others. I don't know why. I just know that I do. And when I'm done, I'll try to find you again. I might not be able to. At first, they might be able to stop me for a little while. But you know who I am. Now, when you've given me your sacred promise of love, you can't back out of that. Not ever. You're gonna think about me and jerk off over and over and over and over. Oh, you're gonna be so ready for when I find you again. Whether it's tonight or a year from now. So remember, no matter what they say, you belong to me. If I can't have you, then no one else can. I'll kill everyone who gets close to you if I have to. I'll do it in front of you. I'll make examples so that every other girl knows to stay the fuck away from you. Remember this. If they say they've caught me and I will never get out again, then they're wrong. If they say that I'm dead, then I will come back to life, and I will find you. After all, home is where the heart is. And I will always